This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Njengamanje, it is 10 o'clock. It is time for hashtag BusinessWise Corner. With uGigi. Gama lakhe langempela unokwazi. Unokwazi wakacele. I don't know lele lika Gigi. Mhlawumbe uGugu. Oh, what? Hey. Gigi, hi.
Hi, guys. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm so sorry about last week, eh?
No problem. At least we're back.
Yeah, we're back again. The time is 10 o'clock. It's 1 minute after the hour for 10. It's time for the Business Wise Corner with uGigi. Good morning and welcome to the show. Kade ngibatshela abalaleli ukuthi namhlanje sikhuluma ngokuthena. How can you knock down those doors, men ovalele wona? How can you just be you and make ama moves wakhe bonakala ama moves wakho owenzayo? What do you have for us today?
Yes, because we do have a lot of those, you know, in business there's not a lot of doors open for everyone in general, also for women in general. So if you're an entrepreneur, it's important for you to go out there and knock on doors so that you're able to grow your brand and to grow your business, because nothing just comes to you. Yeah. So you know how to fight that. It's just to go out there, knock on doors, and yeah, find your way.
Usayibuza ke omunye Gigi ukuthena, what is the first step that I need to take moving forward as an entrepreneur? And uzosho omunye uthena, we have like so many challenges esibhekene nawo as ama entrepreneur. So what can be the first step? Engisho ukuthi this is the first step engayithatha ke, knocking down those doors.
The first step is to do research.
Yeah.
You know, you need to research whichever business that you're in. Things evolve, things change. So you need to research what's happening in that business. Also, being persistent as well, because it doesn't come easy. So mafuna ukubheka ama barriers, do your research, and then have a plan. Plan A may not. Do your research. It's important to know, obviously, what are you doing?
What you are getting yourself into.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So now I have done my research. I know, once ngathena knock this door or knock on lomnyango lona, ngathola this funding of this capital of starting my business, ngingakwazi to move forward. But uzoyibuza uthena, ay, mina kade kwasa ngi-applyela ama funding now. And imiphi eminye iminyango engathi nginokha kuyona ngiphinde ngizwakale?
It's just to persevere and be patient. You actually won't believe, with me, I started my business in 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
But I only started getting funding just before COVID.
Yeah.
So 2019, so 3 years later, I've been applying. As I said, it doesn't just happen, and it doesn't happen at the time that you want it. So kubalulekile ukuthi perseverance and be patient with yourself, because nothing comes on time. So and keep applying, you will get your funding eventually. And then once you do, uzokwazi ukuqala business lakho, uzokwazi ukwenza lezi zinto othifisele business lakho.
Number one, it's research. Number two, you have to be perseverance. Let me just keep on. Now, sengwa no kile gama dozi chichi ngaitola ni funding. Now, manje, kese winkinga ke manje ukuthena. Sengi pagat manje. I want to make money pelanjenga abonga ma business. Angiti na usesentin je, chichi.
Yeah.
Usesentin lap. So, abanye bangena with that mentality. Chena, they want to make money like quickly. Like, they want to make it turn around. So, what can be advice? Sengi wano kila matos ngai totally funding. Everything now is running smoothly. But, inke ngayamu kutena, angawa zuwenza this profit ngifunayo as all business women and men.
Yeah, so the number one thing is to just stick to the plan. Because once I told you, you're finding again, it's important for you to stick to the plan. Was a good thing why you applied for the funding and use it worthwhile. We saw when you say, funding and then you're not growing your business. Also, the only way most people grow their business is to give 100%. And I think with black businesses, sometimes we we don't value that. Ukuthi umuntu, if they choose you, they expect you to give 100%. That's the only way that you're going to get other customers. So always give 100%. When the show goes, just think that this is my first and last customer, and I need to do my best. Ukuze word of mouth will go around. Ukuthi Gigi does this, Gigi does nails, isn't he? That's that Gigi. And that's how you grow, and that's how you make profits. Because it's not about the money at the end of the day. It's about the passion of what you're doing. Or it should be about the passion of what you're doing. And then money will come afterwards.
It should be the passion for what you are doing. What I have noticed in abantu abasebenzayo, noma the billionaires, ukuthi they do not wear expensive clothes, expensive watch, expensive cell phones, but dress nje normally. Tina ke la, tina. Nami ngiyayibala lapha. We wanna show ukuthi now we are loaded. Yabona, we wanna show now ukuthi now we are making. We are securing the bag. Fanele wonke umuntu abuke. Since sigcine manje sesipenda nemali okufanele ngabe siyayisebenzisa to develop our business.
Yes,
so
yes.
What can be your advice lapho ukuthi na abantu abaqhubeke phela bethi develop ama businesses wabo?
First of all, social media nje, it has just messed us all up because it's not a real place. Social media is not a real place. So uzobuka abantu ubone ngathi they're doing very well in their business with how they're living their lives, not even with their products, but how they're living their lives. Ucabange nami ukuthi okay, uthi kenze nje mhlawumbe ngizophila impilo yasibanibani when it's not real. So one thing, don't always believe what you see. So don't believe what you see, and also be humble nje when amazazi ukuthi ufunani. Just stick to your ground. Izofia kwena ungayifisi ibusiness lomunye umuntu, ungayifisi imali yomunye umuntu, because you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. When as long as you're doing your best, you will get what you deserve. You always reap what you sow.
How do I apply for a funding? What is that into balekile for me to apply for a funding?
I would say it's your business plan.
Yeah.
So, as I said, research. In Dow Engine or NYDA, when you go to apply, they even ask you, have you done any business course? Do you know how to set up a company profile or a business plan? And if you don't, the great thing that they do is they teach you. Examples were on a 2-week course where they teach you. You'd have to come there like daily or after each day. They'll teach you to enter any company profile. They'll teach you how you pitch your business. And then you'll do that to them. More passer, then they'll give you the funding. So it's very simple. Ugo team is cut, you know, as I said, I don't want to blame the government, but it's never fast. You just have to be patient. You just have to wait. But eventually, and you learn a lot. You learn a lot, and you also get to meet other people in other business where you can actually use each other if it's almost similar industries. But to get funding by NYDA for younger people, you can also go to CETA as well. Now, the same process, but CETA doesn't offer any educational courses, but they will funding if everything is proper, even your paperwork.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Gigi. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you knock down those doors. Ukutshelwa khona ukuthi lalela baba ngenke wena uzwenze lokho. Especially abantu besifazane, the oppositions lapho kuthiwa khona umuntu wesifazane akafanele thathe lama position and all that. But makukhona abantu abanje ngo Gigi abazobe khona right here on MUT Cruise. Bezosho ukuthi na you knock down the doors, man. Knock down those doors. Gigi, one last word from you, the closing remark.
Yes, so everyone that wants to start a business or who started listening to the show and has started a business, please be patient with yourself. And also, ungalindi any handouts, go knock on these doors. And namangibona, I'm not even in Durban right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to grow the Gigi brand. Ukuthi ningangazi eThekwini kuphela, naseGoli bangazi ukuthi about Gigi, bawazi namakhekha Gigi. So just go out there and find your way. Yeah. Eventually, you'll get there.
But you're not 17, Pela. How? Tshela bani sesentini. Uchichi, ladies and gentlemen, usesentini. Thank you so much, Chichi. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
That was Unokwazi Cele, a.k.a. Uchichi.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.